Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Renee Wiggins, your certified health and wellness coach, author, and host of Being Fabulously Fit for God's Kingdom Blog Talk Radio. Renee provides a roadmap to staying healthy and fit spiritually and physically. She believes God gave us a gift, our temple, and it's ours to nourish, feed, and honor. Be sure to also catch her on ResultsByRenee.com. That's ResultsByRenee.com. And now, here is Renee.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Renee Wiggins, your host of Being Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, where we engage you to become spiritually and physically fit. Well, we're moving into the fourth month of the new year, and I'm sure everybody's still doing their New Year's resolutions, and they're going through a lot and hoping you're succeeding with your New Year's resolution. We just got through with month of March with Spiritual Wellness Month and National Nutrition Month, and we're coming up on Mother's Day in May. Well, tonight I have a dynamite speaker. Her name is Janice G. Petrie-Grew, affectionately known as Joyous Janice, has worked with victims of domestic violence, abuse, and sexual assault since 2004 through her nonprofit Fresh Start for Women to help them find a voice for their pain, thus allow them to release the junk of their lives in order to receive and accept the juice waiting for them. I thought that was so really beautiful. Through her coaching series services and a six-week guided online course, From Adversity to Passion, a journey to your divine destiny and joy, Janice continued to give us hope and others as well. Her motto, your experiences don't define who you are or who you become, even when they include domestic violence, abuse, and sexual assault. Advice, take the lessons for the events of your past to map out your own personal journey to rediscovering your true self and purpose. She is the Amazon best-selling author of Journey to a Fresh Start, Releasing the Junk, Revealing the Juice. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight, is to releasing that junk, revealing the juice within you when you go through any kind of storm or domestic violence. Let's talk with Janice tonight. Hello, Janice. How you doing?
Hi. I am doing just wonderfully. How about you?
Fine, fine. Thank you. And it's Petrie-Grew?
Petrie-Grew.
How pronounce you? Oh, Petrie-Grew.
Petrie-Grew.
Petrie-Grew. Petrie-Grew, almost like what they call pedigree, like the somebody really of
yeah, but we gotta be
wow, a big, you know, someone with a lot of authority and power and royalty, boy. And that's what it comes in when you discover our jewels, huh? That we become royalty,
yeah,
in
true.
A way.
Yeah,
oh, tell us a little
true.
Bit more about yourself. Tell us a little more about yourself.
Well, what can I say? I am affectionately known as Joyous Janice, and that nomer came to me once I really had gone through my own process of healing and forgiveness after having experienced domestic violence, abuse, and sexual assault. And once I started the Fresh Start for Women organization with my husband, one of the things that we always did was to have each person take the first letter of their first name and use an adjective to describe who they are. So I started out being Joyous Janice, and now that's exactly who I am. But it's not just because of that. It's because regardless of what I go through, I always try to find the positives in anything that happens with me. So for the last 10 years, I've been encouraging women and teen girls to not be defined by their circumstances. I am the mother of 6 children,
ooh,
30 grandchildren, and 3 great-grandchildren.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, you don't look it. Wow.
We have a huge family between my husband and I. We've actually been together for 30 years. And so together, that's the little brood that we have created. And it has been one that's been full of challenges, because you know how it is when you start combining families. But it has been one of joy as well as growing pains, but through it all, we have managed to continue to stay together and support each other.
That is beautiful. That is really beautiful, because when you are combining families or doing things, even like you said, with a large family, just to really keep everybody tight and together, it is a challenge. It is a challenge.
It is.
So tell me this title, Journey to a Fresh Start, Releasing the Junk, Revealing the Jews. Boy, I thought about, you know, my coworker and I on January 30th. That was our last day at work. So we might as well say we're having to start a new journey and releasing that behind us. And hopefully we get some jewels out of us. But go ahead and tell your story there.
Well, Journey to a Fresh Start, Releasing Junk, Revealing the Jewels. It is my story of my overcoming the adversity that faced started at a young age of 13 when I was gang raped and lost my innocence. And on through my young adult life, where I was still making bad choices and decisions, but yet there was always a part of me that knew there had to be something better and much more out there than my still making the same choices and decisions. Part of that process of my healing came from, first of all, true forgiveness. And true forgiveness included forgiving me. And once I was able to do that, then it opened the way and opened my eyes for me to see and recognize some of the jewels that were already there. They was just clouded over because of my being covered over with all the junk from my past that I kept carrying along with me. But it also opened me up to receive brand new jewels. So that book I wrote, not as a way of trying to, it's not a pity party. It's one of, hey, these are the lessons that I've learned, and hopefully by sharing what I've learned, it helps someone else that's going through the same thing so that they too can let go of the past, learn from the experiences they've gone through, and then begin to plot their own fresh start journey.
I like how you said, because lately a lot of people have been talking about forgive you, the people that hurt you, forgive. But sometimes it just goes over and over in your mind all the time. And I think that's, you said forgive yourself first, then I guess then you have to forgive the others.
You know, we can very easily forgive others, but what holds us back from true healing is when we don't forgive ourselves. Because as long as we don't forgive ourselves, we're still holding on to that. And those in the past that have hurt us in however way it has happened, we are still giving them power, and they're not thinking about us any whatsoever. But we are so busy in the moment of what happened that it keeps us from truly enjoying life. And God didn't want us to experience things like that. But when you can truly forgive yourself for any choices that you made, or just being in the wrong place, or whatever the case may be, however you need to forgive yourself. A lot of times people say, if only I'd known better. Well, sometimes if you knew better, you would have done better. But you didn't know now. Then you know now, so forgive yourself for not knowing at that time, but learn from what you went through so that you can lay down that cross and take up something else that's much better for you.
Ooh. In other words, you're telling us don't crucify ourselves.
Thank you.
This is powerful. This is right after Easter. This is powerful because while you're talking, I'm thinking of, I don't know her name. She's on one of those talk shows, a sister, and she talked about how she was supposed to be getting this job and they really wanted another comedian, but she was listening to these two other women who are comedians that she's supposed to work with. But sometimes you see who's on the phone, but I guess they didn't, and they were talking about her. So she hung up quietly, and she called back the producer and said, you know, you're right, I'm not really ready to do this yet. And so she went on and did other things and encountered them. But on this show, she talked about, I could have said you did this, but she didn't cuss them out. She said she wrote down the things they were saying about her. She learned from what they said, and she said, that's why I'm at where I'm at now at this place and time. And the whole audience just screamed and clapped and stood up for her. So I thought about that, which you said, we have to learn through our hurt and pain, which is really kind of like holding us down, you know, it's really, but we have to learn from it in order to go forward.
Yes, we
do. That is really powerful. And so when we learn, we got to make sure what we learned is something that can help us move forward and not stay in that present or in that past.
Absolutely. You're not only just learn it, but you need to put it into practice. Develop new habits. Develop a new way of thinking, a new way of reacting, a new way of responding. Because a lot of times how you respond determines what comes to you. But if you treat yourself or hold yourself, and I'm talking to the women right now because men have their issues as well. But with women, when you think of yourself, regardless of what you've gone through as a queen and carry yourself as a queen, you will not bring junk to you because they know you're a queen. But if you are holding yourself down, if you can't look a person straight in the eye, if you can't feel positive about yourself when you look in the mirror, if you can't look in the mirror and say, hey, beautiful, welcome to a new day in this world today, and thank you, Lord, for giving me this opportunity, then you're walking out the door not fully armed to be able to face whatever come your way.
Not fully armed. In other words, we got to dress wearing the armor in, so to speak. Because as you said, the response, how we act, how we look at other things, what we do is going to make determine us if we become like Lot's wife, you know, turns to salt, stay right there in the past.
Yes.
And so when you're talking to these women about what they've gone through, because when you talk, you know, being that I'm a healthcare provider and listen to the social workers talk to the elderly or have people come and tell me their problems. I'm a nutritionist, and this lady, for 45 minutes, she went on, and it's an hour visit, about what's going on in her life. That's like a lot being dumped on you, you know? And so how do you bring yourself up to bring themselves up to say, hey, you know, this is what we're going to do. We're going to move forward. We're not holding on to that baggage.
Well, what I do is, first of all, I give them a few minutes to kind of share what they're going through. And once I see that it's just becoming a repeat cycle, because if you notice, many times when someone is getting off of their chest what they've gone through, what they've experienced, or how hurt they are, after a while you will notice they're actually saying the same thing they said just a little while ago. So once they start doing that, you say, okay, hold on a minute. I understand X, Y, Z. How do you think you could have responded differently, or how can you respond differently going forward so you don't have to carry that shame, that bitterness, that hurt with you into your next relationship, into your next encounter with another person? I put it back on their shoulders. I'm not here to solve your problems, but I am here to help encourage you to solve your issues. Because one thing that I love to say all the time, and I got it from my husband, he said, we focus too much energy and time on the problem. We need to be focusing on the solution. The problem we know. What we don't know is the solution. Let's focus on that.
Whoa, that's some powerful words. Preach, Janice. Focus on the solution is right. Because you're right. We're so busy focusing. He did this. He did this. Instead of focus on the solution, learn from it. Don't be carrying it. You know, when you pick up your blanket, don't be still carrying it to the altar, the same old things over and over. And it's so funny. You're right. Sometimes people hurt and they repeat the thing over and over. And I want to say, okay, you know, you said it already. How many times are you going to say it?
So you have to gently let them know you understand where they're coming from, and then say, but let's see, can we go to a different place? You know, because you don't want to spend your whole time going rehashing the problem. You want to begin to start on developing a plan for the solution. You know, I think a lot about, I'm sure you remember this song a long, long time ago by Erica Badu called Bag Lady. And, you know, if you think about it, bag lady tending, you're carrying so much stuff that you it's bending you over, your back is broken, you can't carry up anything else. But, you know, if you let go some of that baggage, hurt, pain, shame, whatever those issues are, if you let go of some of that stuff, now you're leaving room to take on a new bag, one that's lighter, one that has some positive things in it, one that is full of color, one that's full of love, one that allows you to discover just who you are in God's eyes and just how beautiful you are, and discover that, hey, I have a story to tell. Because that's how I look at everything I went through. It's my story. But it's not my story to hold on to myself. It's my story to share with someone else so they don't have to suffer in silence as long as I did.
Janice, you are just preaching. You are just preaching here. Because, no, really, I had chills in my spine because I had this thing, because I went through something. I had to let go of unforgiveness, mm-hmm. you know. And so I wrote an e-book on unforgiveness, and I have, you know, the cover is different, but inside I wanted something. And I saw this picture of a silhouette of a man. Now, think about this, mm-hmm. what you just said, of a man bent over, like he's carrying mm-hmm. a bag, bent over. And I wanted mm-hmm. my graphic designer to put just those words you said on top of them, because when you have the shame, the anger, the bitterness, the hate, all that make you bend over because it's so heavy to carry.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's what
it
I
really
visualized,
is.
And here you just said it. Oh, God, that is awesome. And then you're right, when you forgive, because when I was doing the research, when you forgive, they said people felt lighter, a lighter
mm-hmm.
load, a lighter baggage.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, okay. So the ladies now, we visualized, they got rid of all that, you say, junk.
Mm-hmm.
So what three things can keep them on that fresh start road? What three things can keep them there?
First of all, you got to know who you are. Accept exactly who you are. And know just how valuable and worthy you are, and that you deserve better than anything you've received before, and you know you're looking forward to what God has that's still out there waiting for you. Secondly, you got to take a look at the people that are in your circle. Are they on a positive side? Do they support you? Do they encourage you? Or are they ones that hold you back? Because sometimes you have to even love family from a distance, because family can hold you back. People only see you as you were. Many times they don't want to see who you are becoming. And it could be one of two reasons. One, they don't want to see it because a part of them is jealous of what you're accomplishing, and the other is because they don't want to see you be successful, and they feel as if you're going to leave them behind. But if you are truly in another person's corner, then you want to encourage them, because by encouraging them, you're encouraging yourself. And when you're encouraging yourself, you're making a positive impact. And when you're making a positive impact, not only does it impact the two people right there, but it impacts other people that are seeing the light that is now glowing around you, because you do not allow junk to cover up your precious jewels.
Oh, my listeners, are you listening out there? Are you listening? We've been getting April with such a positive note here. Who you are, and you got to value and be worthy and know you that. That's the thing, because that's what you're carrying in that new bag now. Who you are and value, and that you are worthy, because you release all that other junk, all the other things that are holding you back. So you can't move forward. And I like what you said. Sometimes you're right. We got to love from a distance. Oh, love from a distance forward. This is really powerful. Powerful, because of that title, Journey to a Fresh Start, is releasing the junk. Once you release it, you feel lighter, you'll be able to soar, you're able to jump, you're able to dance. Now let's talk about revealing the jewels now, the jewels you talk about this in this day, besides who you are, the value, and the worthy. What are the jewels does that person will have that they didn't know they had before?
Well, first of all, think about it. First of all, they'll recognize the loved ones that are truly in their corner. That's a precious jewel. You'll develop confidence in yourself. That's a wonderful jewel. You're able to speak up for yourself with confidence and walk in stride, and with not pride that is condemning, but pride of knowing whose you are. That's a wonderful, wonderful jewel. If you have children, if you've gone through abuse many times, what you've experienced falls over to the children, and so you're not presenting to them the positive things they need to see. But once you let go and you begin plotting and letting go of that junk, then now you can be the role model for your children, be they male or female, of what should be and how one should be treated and how one should treat each other and what you should expect of yourself. And so now you're being such a positive role model. You're able to be able to hold on to a job and know who you are. Or you might have the entrepreneurial spirit and want to get out there and start something to make an even bigger impact in your community. Sometimes not everyone has to be an entrepreneur, but one of the things I always say, regardless of what you're doing, I don't care if you sweep in the street, sweep it with pride. And know that you're doing the very best job that you can, because that carries over into every other aspect of your life, because that means you won't accept mediocrity, and it will not be allowed within your borders, because your borders are clean.
Powerful. This is really powerful here, because it's not only maybe towards abuse. It could be abuse in a job. It could be bullying. It could be just a bad relationship. You know, a fresh start. You know, releasing the junk and revealing the jewels that are in you. Because people will say names to you, and you just hear it all the time. You know, and you need to. Like on the past job I was on, the boss kept saying, "You can't get this. There's something wrong with you. You need to do this, blah, blah, that. We want us to go over. Why can't you get this? This is simple. You got it." I mean, it was constantly boom, boom, boom. But in a way, those are like negative words, you know.
Yes.
Because after a while, you start to believe in them, and you wonder, you know, why you can't get this. What's wrong with you, you know? Why you can't. And it's just, then you realize toward the end, I said, well, I can just only do the best that I can do, you know, and move forward. Wow. This is really powerful. So therefore, you go around and give workshops. You said you have a workshop coming up shortly. You want to talk about that for my listeners?
Yes. On May 16th, I will actually be in Silver Spring, Maryland. I will be at, I don't have the name of the place where the meeting will be, but it's at 8405 Colesville Road on the fifth floor. And actually, if people go to freshstartforwomen.org, they will see the flyer there. From there, they can go ahead on and register. It's going to be a very powerful event. I'm doing that along with Ms. Carmen Booker, who is from Silver Spring, Maryland. We hooked up and we got together, said we wanted to do this. And so this conference is going to cover what it means to be God's masterpiece, how to walk in your God-given purpose, how to let go of adversity and unforgiveness, and for those with the entrepreneurial spirit, how to start your own business.
Boy, that is really powerful. That's really powerful there. Now, say it again, your website, so they can go to your website for the conference on May 16th, please.
It's www.freshstartforwomen.org, and it's spelled all together, no number four for four, but freshstartforwomen.org.
Yes, this is really sounds awesome, and you have several. You know, you had the From Adversity to Passion, A Journey to Your Divine Destiny and Joy. Yes, I see a lot of joy towards the end of your workshops there. I guess you're trying to teach is that life is a joyous life, you know.
So yes, it is.
It is, it is. And we shouldn't, you know, be walking out of frown or anger or any of those things. Again, that man bent over, we need to raise up our shoulders and think of us as you say, queens. And when we think of it, that what people see. And it's funny you should mention that, because I had a client who was a personal trainer, and she's an entrepreneur, had her own business. When she walked across the parking lot, when I saw it, looked like I told her feet doesn't touch the ground. Because of the confidence in the way she carried herself. So again, with the journey to a fresh start, releasing the junk, reviewing the jewels, and then your workshop. Then I know we're going to talk about that book, but you also have a new book called Walk the Talk, Live a Joyous Life, Lessons from My Aha Moments. Is this
yes.
affirmations? Again, is this, like a workbook? What is this one?
This one is more like a workbook, actually, because although I'm sharing the lessons I learned from my aha mm-hmm. moments, and I call my aha moments, anytime you go through an adversity, we have a tendency to say, why me? What now? What next? It had to be me. I guess that's all I deserve. Those type of things. But instead of saying that, go back and look and say, maybe there's something in there I had to learn. And I share one thing with you that was very important for me. Back in 2009, in May of 2009, I lost my job. I was laid off after 16 years. And for the longest time, I could not find a job. Now, of course, I got a small severance package, and we had unemployment to go through. But after a while, that ran out. And I started feeling really worried about what was going to happen next. And then I had to look at the other things that happened around that same time. My sister-in-law, God rest her soul, she's no longer here with us, she had a second battle with breast cancer. Now, had I been working my 9-to-5 job, I could not have been there to hold her hand when she needed to go back to and have chemo. I couldn't have been there with her to wipe her brow when she was throwing up or just could barely take care of the kids. I couldn't have been there when she passed away and my brother needed somebody to help out with the children. So though I had a loss of my job and income, during that time I realized I was still okay, and I was able to be a blessing to somebody else during my so-called adversity. So, even through tragedy, even through things that don't seem right or just have you in a tight knot, there's a lesson to learn. And my lesson was by giving of myself freely, I didn't have time to worry about me. And with me not worrying about me, God took care of me.
That is true. That is true. I try to tell a lot of people that, a lot of my friends, to go out and at least volunteer or take some classes, do something. Because when you do focus on yourself so much, you focus on all the pains and all the adversaries you're going through, all the trials and tribulations, and you get deeper and deeper depressed. You dig yourself a hole, you're not going to think about it. But when you start focusing on other people, you forget about yourself. And then guess what? God is taking care of you. You know, you're right. You're right. And it's so true, because a friend of mine, her church sister's mother was in the nursing home, the same nursing home my mother was in, right across the room. And we went to visit her after we visited my mother, thinking we're going to pray for her. And you know what she did, Janet?
Mm-hmm.
She turned around and prayed for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just shocked, you know, we were just shocked. But you're right, we just got to stop worrying so much, because that's part of the problem, worrying.
Mm-hmm.
And start thinking and let God take action. God take action.
Yes. Let God take action, I tell people this, and I love the analogy that my husband used to give all the time. Many times we say, God, I don't know what to do with this. You take this. I can't handle it. But my husband did a great analogy one time. He gave me a dollar bill. He said, now, think of this dollar bill as your problem. And right now, you're the image of God before me right now. And I'm saying I'm giving you this dollar because, Lord, I don't know what to do with this problem. So I had my hand on the dollar. But he still had his hand on the dollar. He said, so did I really give God the problem? No, you were still holding on to trying to figure out how to fix it for yourself. So you're still in the way. So when you say you're giving it to him, make sure you're really giving it to him. Don't be trying to take it and say, okay, he's not moving fast enough. I need to help him. He don't need no help from us. We need help from him.
This is something. Ooh, Jess, this is a blessing. This is a blessing because you have said so many things. We got 10 seconds. 10 seconds. So please give everybody where they can give your book and your website.
Okay. The books they can find on Amazon.com. Website is www.freshstartforwomen.org. Or if they'd like to get my books, they can go to www.joyousjanice.com. On there, you can hit the link to go right to Amazon. And for those that would like an autographed copy, they can order an autographed copy that I'd be more than happy to sign and drop it in the mail to you.
Well, thank you, Janice, so much. Thank you. For my listeners out there, if you missed out, just call me, Renee, at Results by Renee, and I'll put everything in an email back to you about Janice. Thank you. Thank you. It's been a pleasure. I enjoyed talking to you, and I'm looking forward to working with you in the future.
Thank you so much. I truly enjoyed it.
Thank you. You take care.
Thank you. You too. Good night.
Good night.
Listen to Renee Wiggins of Blog Talk Radio, Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, next week for more fabulous tips on nutrition, fitness, and stress management.